Hello, everyone. I'm John Melke, and this is Parkside Today. We're inside the Sports and Activity Center here at UW-Parkside, talking with Director of Athletics Andrew Gavin and Graduate Assistants Haley Maysted and Kylie Block. Andrew, Haley, and Kylie, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Haley and Kylie, you're both in your second year as graduate assistants. Haley, you're enrolled in the Sport Management Master's Program, and Kylie, you're enrolled in the Health and Wellness Management Master's Program. As you were both pursuing your undergraduate degrees, was a graduate assistant possibility, or was that something that you were thinking about as you were kind of nearing the end of the undergraduate career, or not?
I was one of those unique ones who decided after graduating what I wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
A little bit slow in my process, but I had planned on going to physical therapy school, so I knew there would be schooling afterwards.
Okay.
So deciding between physical therapy and then continuing to play professionally in Europe, I ended up here.
Wow.
A little bit different. But,
a little bit different.
Yeah. I knew I would go on to more schooling, but volleyball is my passion, so that's how I ended up here.
Yeah, excellent. And Haley, how about you?
So I went to school at Parkside. Played women's basketball here.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just really focused on my senior year of basketball, and kind of like how Kylie said, volleyball is her passion, basketball was mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really have a plan going when I knew that I was nearing graduation, and I was like, well, maybe I could move back home. I'm not really sure. Maybe I could get a job there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the talk of grad assistance started to come up around winter time period, and I was like, oh, well, that sounds like it'd be a really good idea.
Sure.
And when I knew that they had created an external relations position,
mm-hmm.
I actually did my undergrad field work at Hillsdale College in the external relations with the external relations director. So I thought that would be something that I could continue to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
So once I heard that it was an option, it sparked my interest, and then reached out to Director Gavin and talked to him a little bit about it.
Yeah.
When they were posted, I applied. So
great.
It just ended up being a really great opportunity.
And Andrew, tell us a little bit about how does the positions of graduate assistants, how does that come about for Parkside Athletics?
Yeah, well, I think specifically to Parkside, it wasn't something we had before 2018, before the fall of 2018.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty standard opportunity nationwide, certainly within college athletics and other opportunities across campuses nationwide. So when I came here in the fall of 2017, one of the first real initiatives was our staffing capacity and our staffing structure.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it wasn't where it should be. So the opportunity to add graduate assistants really aligned well with the growth of graduate programs across campus, and specifically in Haley's case, but in many of our graduate assistant cases, with the master's in sport management program,
mm-hmm.
That's housed really in the same building we are in, the Sports and Activity Center.
Sure.
So the alignment was there, and the opportunity to add a number of key positions through graduate assistants was kind of a no-brainer. And I think beyond that, it's a really, really awesome opportunity for us as an institution, for specifically those of us who have the opportunity to supervise these positions,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully for the students themselves. But
sure.
It's a really, really cool opportunity to launch careers. And that's what you see with Haley and Kylie, two examples of the 17 we currently have on staff. But two examples of young ladies who are launching a career that, you know, may or may not be the career that they have for the next 40 years. But it certainly could be in both of their cases.
Sure.
So while getting their master's degree further in their education, getting a resume opportunity is important.
Right, and fortunately for the opportunity for the graduate assistant positions to be there, the university adds, 8 graduate programs in the past 5 or 6 years. So before, you've got 3 opportunities to pursue a graduate degree here. Now you're looking at 10 or 11, mm-hmm. and certainly in the sport management area, that's a huge help.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about, I want to get back to the graduate assistant, but for each of you, Haley and Kylie, tell me a little bit about what the experience of a student athlete, Haley, you playing basketball here at UW-Parkside, mm-hmm. and Kylie, you playing, and I didn't want to look up my notes, but I know it's volleyball at
Illinois Wesley.
I could see the W in my notes, and I couldn't come up with Wesley. But what was how did being a student athlete impact your educational experience?
It's a good question.
It's one of the goals
of the program. We try to ask good questions. Yeah. We just see. You never know how
it's
going
to go.
Well,
I think just the structure of, like, the responsibilities that you take on as a student athlete,
mm-hmm.
Is so huge. And so I've just always thought, like, it's like, okay, it's as if someone has a full-time job or, like, a part-time job doing something, you know?
Yeah.
So we go through our undergrad basically having this part-time, full-time job that we are constantly working at and doing things for and developing our craft and our skills while also, you know, trying to time management, like exercise time management skills, get our homework done, go to school, get an education. So I have been very thankful for my path and how that helped shape me as, like, you know, going into my career now. Mm-hmm. And already having those time management skills and other skills, I'm losing the word right now, but already developed.
Yeah. But just, and, I mean, the time commitment is, it's. I mean,
it's
I don't know that people who are not involved with college athletics and who just maybe see college athletics from kind of the outside a little bit, mm-hmm. looking in, understand the time commitment for student athletes.
Well, I mean, and for basketball, our games are always Thursday, Saturdays. So if we were traveling, there were a couple times we would leave, you know, Wednesday night. So anytime if you had a night class on Wednesday, you were typically missing that. And then you were missing Thursday, Friday classes. So you were, you know, in your hotel room doing homework and doing other things. But it's definitely a balance.
And Kylie, for you, how about at Wesley? And what was that experience like?
Yeah, I mean, playing Division III, it was a little bit different because we had tournaments on the weekends, but we didn't have a set like here. We do here. Friday, Saturday, we play.
Mm-hmm.
So I played random Tuesdays, Wednesdays, some Thursdays. It kind of just depended on what worked for both programs. Also having basketball in their practicing, and so working around that as well.
Sure.
Time management was huge. We left on a lot of the same days we played, so we didn't stay in hotels often, hardly at all, because school was such a priority for us, and as it should be for any student-athlete, but really emphasizing that, okay, you're doing homework all the way up until about 30 minutes, you eat,
mm-hmm.
and you're on the bus, and you have to visualize on the bus and prepare mentally for your match while you're with your team on the bus, and putting that difference between, okay, it's no longer homework time and it's time to start actually getting into preparing for the match.
Sure.
Was difficult at times, because especially for me, because I just wanted to focus on volleyball the whole time. But knowing that I had homework to do and that was a priority, I mean,
those darn classes.
I know, they always get in the way. Get in the way.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I think time management is huge, and Haley touched on it a lot, that you're doing homework in hotels and on bus rides and group projects that you have to work on the road.
Yeah. Did you want to add something, Andrew? You look like you did.
I think
former student athlete.
I think another thing, kind of back to your question of impact of athletics on a specific student athlete and how that broadly impacts the institution. But in most cases, and I'm not going to speak for Kylie and Haley, but I will speak for myself, I wouldn't have gone to the institution I went to if not for the opportunity to play college athletics.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that's true of most student athletes at all levels nationwide, and certainly here of our student athletes at Parkside. More often than not, they wouldn't be a student at Parkside,
mm-hmm.
if not for the opportunity to be a college athlete. Maybe because they would have sought that opportunity elsewhere, or maybe, like in my case, I wouldn't have even heard of the institution I ultimately chose to attend, if not for college athletics, in my case, college basketball.
Right.
And then specific to the experience once you're on campus, I think two other things that are really, really valuable, and certainly if you think about the talent war in our region right now and why hiring a student athlete has become something that some companies really prioritize is, in addition to time management that these ladies spoke on, dealing with adversity and not to compare adversity. There's obviously all students that attend college are going to have some adversity during mm-hmm. their experience, but on a pretty regular basis, you're going to lose, or you're going to have opportunity to, you know, not get in the game. And you know, how do you deal with that adversity? And the other thing is being part of a team mm-hmm. and what does that look like in terms of communicating with others, to being understanding your own strengths and weaknesses, and how does that work with someone across the court from you? It's the same thing we do in our jobs on a pretty regular basis. And in today's society, as we get more and more digital, you know, Kylie's players don't bring their phones on the court. So they're communicating in a real life verbal way about the next play, about what just happened, about the adversity that they need to overcome, about a strategy adjustment. They don't do that via text message or Snapchat in college athletics.
Right.
You know, you do that as part of a team, in a locker room, on a court, on a field, really working through those things together. And I think that is something that remains true of college athletics, as so many things related to communications around us change that student athletes are still bringing into the workforce. That's a really cool thing about what we get to experience as athletes, and now in our roles, what we get to experience around being around college athletics.
I mean, just even the opportunity to develop like leadership skills and being a team player, and you know, like you said, overcoming adversity is stuff that you can apply anywhere you go.
So things don't always go the way you expect them to go, or the way you want them to go. And how do you continue react to that and continue to move forward to succeed? Well, we're talking with Director of Athletics here at UW-Parkside, Andrew Gavin, and two of the 17 graduate assistants, Haley Maysted and Kylie Black. And Andrew, this, you mentioned 17 graduate assistants. Are they all involved with Parkside Athletics, or is it throughout campus?
Those 17 are specifically involved in Parkside Athletics and some other areas that kind of fall under what we do here at the Sports and Activity Center. So nine of them, are assistant coaches.
Okay.
So they're working directly with our head coaches and our teams and our student athletes and kind of all aspects of the coaching role and responsibilities. And then the remaining eight have some sort of, I would call, support staff, operational, administrative responsibilities that kind of vary from student to student. And then many of them, seven of them, can I get my numbers right here, have split duties between Parkside Athletics and the Health and Exercise Sport Management Department. So they're actually teaching an activity class to an undergraduate student, or they're helping with PR and marketing of those classes across campus, or helping with certain events or other things that might be related to the work of our colleagues here in the building, the faculty and staff.
And jump back here to Haley and Kylie with this question. This is year two, and we're just a little bit into year two. What did each of you gain or learn, or whatever another word for that is, in year one that you think, oh, here's something I might do a little bit differently this year, or here's how I might approach this situation, or has that, was that the case, or is that the case?
I thought what helped me was developing a routine. Especially in undergrad, you go from one class at this time to another class at that time, to lunch, to a lab, and then a practice. Now here, I mean, of course I have responsibilities, but it doesn't have to be at 9 o'clock Monday morning, I'm scouting. And then at 11 o'clock, we go to practice and stuff like that. But for the most part throughout the day, it's my own time to prioritize and manage what Lee would like me to do, but also what I need to do for my classes. And thankfully, I would say all the coaches and admin here are very great about, if you have homework to do, like, you are here and that is part of your responsibility. However, you also need to get work done during the day here, so.
How about you, Haley?
Is this question, sorry, was this in relation to school and our graduate assistants?
Either one, or, you know, either one, just something where, you know, I think whenever you come into, regardless of job or education situation, there's something that happens in that kind of that first year where you get done with it and go, okay, note to self, I'm going to do this a little differently, or I'm going to be able to take advantage of this differently if I have the opportunity to do that again.
Right. My first experience was awesome. I learned a lot, but I think I definitely had a lot of those, like, okay, like, I'll do this differently, like, mental notes that I made during that first year. Yeah. My position was kind of unique when they first created it. It was the fundraising and helping with corporate partnerships, and then also doing all of our marketing and promotions. And so, you know, marketing and promotions is fairly time consuming. And we, another unique thing, and which was awesome that, like, they implemented this, these grad assistant positions, is that we had never focused on that area in athletics before. So we were, like, creating this from all brand new stuff. So it was like, all right, we're going to do a t-shirt giveaway. Okay, so we need to reach out to a vendor. Like, we need to figure out costs. We need to do this. We need to figure out who's going to sponsor it. Like, so we needed to do all these things, and I think it was a definitely, like react and go type thing. And, you know, this year my position's changed a little bit. We've hired someone to do that role, that marketing and promotions role.
Yeah.
But I would say, in my case, one major thing that I'm trying to do is track what I'm doing. So, like, keeping a better track of, okay, like, keeping track and also having a plan that's, like, setting me forward so I'm not, like, week to week.
Okay.
So kind of trying to get ahead of the game and also keeping record of what I'm doing so that when I go back a year from now, you know, and applying for jobs, I can be like, okay, like, I have this template and this is what I did in this year. And and so that's kind of one thing. That,
proactive instead of reactive.
And
another part about that that's really important to the question about year one, and also how does this sustain itself moving forward, is in every one of our graduate assistant cases, they were not only going through the growing pains of going from undergrad to graduate and, like, learning how to manage that and kind of stepping into the workforce in a whole different way, but we're literally the first people to ever do this job at the University of Wisconsin Parkside. So the growing pains were kind of on full blast for them as individuals, but also for the department, which I think is an incredible experience that in many cases you never get to have that opportunity in your career to be the first person to ever have this specific role. But it's also a really cool opportunity for them to kind of lay a foundation to now when we go out to hire for the next external relations graduate assistant, there'll be a foundation laid specifically by Haley and a template for that next person to come into and say, okay, this is what's been done. This is how I can put my own individual stamp on that, which is really cool. I mean, it's an awesome part of our growth, but also the individual experiences that they've had.
And that kind of leads into another question I was thinking about is, and I hadn't thought about it from being the first aspect, it was just more of in your role, but do you see yourself as kind of role models, or maybe that's the wrong phrase, but someone who, because you're doing this, here's, you're working with, you're involved with undergraduates, you know, you're involved with undergraduates in the volleyball program, you know, people in the basketball program from your time here. Do you see yourself as, or do people come up to you and say, oh, what's that like? You know, how did you make that decision, or not?
I would say people are noticing what we're doing for sure. Okay. Like, I think that we're getting a lot of positive feedback that's like, oh, wow, like, you guys are trying to engage students. You're trying to engage community. You're trying to engage alumni. Like, that's awesome. You're trying to partner with community members and their businesses. So I would say that people are definitely, like, very impressed and more proud, I would say, maybe. Like, I don't know if those are the right words, but just that we're doing what we can to, like, involve them and to reach out, and we want to connect with everyone. So we want people to come over and see our games and be in our building and interact with us.
Sure.
But I'm not sure if that quite answered your question, but
I mean, I think so. It's, you know, it's interesting to me that as the first people to be involved in this, you know, you also have a little bit of, I mean, what if you go in and really screw this thing up? You know, that's not good, right? For the next group of graduate assistants coming in. So I would think that maybe there's a little bit of pressure there to you know, you want to help the program succeed.
I think my fear coming in and, like, hesitancy was how much would I be respected coming from Division III to now coaching Division II and never coaching before.
Yeah.
And especially when I'm a year older than the seniors last year, now two years older than the seniors this year.
Yeah.
But the respect and thankfulness and excitement of the things that I do to help out Lee, to help out Andrew, and everyone else here, I think, like Haley said, is greatly appreciated and noticed. Cool. And I mean, people are going above and beyond to help in other areas just to learn too, but also to help them out, which is exciting. So and I've had a few people reach out to me specifically to ask, hey, I want to be a graduate assistant, what all does it entail? Oh. I mean, yeah. I convinced one of my best friends from Wesleyan, and she's now at Stevens Point. So stuff like that reached out and said, hey, what does this entail? Do you like it? What do you not like? What advice do you have?
Yeah.
How do I recruit? Mm-hmm. Which is exciting that people are looking to me after a year to ask questions.
Wow. And I think I've probably undervalued this myself or overlooked it over the last year plus, but because we know and we clearly see the value that our graduate assistants are bringing to Parkside Athletics, our institution, our student athletes. And I feel very strongly about the value of the program and the experiences for the individual grad assistants, but the value of that to our students, the undergraduate students. We have, and especially understanding that the bachelor's in sport management program is a pretty strong program here on campus and is housed in the same facility. One, we have significantly more people to provide high impact practices, internship opportunities, student work opportunities for those undergraduate students, and also significantly more people for them to see themselves in as, okay, as I'm going into my senior years, I'm going into the job search, which is an overwhelming process for everybody.
Yeah.
And thinking about, okay, I just saw this grad assistant opportunity at Stevens Point or University of Wisconsin or Illinois or wherever. I kind of know what that looks like because I've watched Haley do that role or I've watched Kylie do that role. So to be able to kind of show them what jump starting your career might look like post-graduation day is certainly a cool value that I honestly haven't really thought about until today.
Yeah. If anyone's ever looking to get involved with athletics, I have plenty of things you can help me with. So reach out.
Yeah. Here's my number.
But, yeah.
Call me up.
But
yeah.
We have a lot of, we definitely, like Andrew said, we, I think with even us, like I have internship opportunities available, and I know that our event operations has internship opportunities and our communications, and I'm sure
our programs Chris have student
and,
managers.
Yeah, and so we definitely have, you know, if anyone's looking to thought I'd just use this little short advertisement.
Sure, that's you're the marketing and promotions person. You should be using this, you know, that if you didn't, then that'd be something wrong there. I know that this is an okay question, Kylie, for you. I don't know about this one for Haley, but we'll go there anyway and see how it goes. So you're involved pretty hands-on with the volleyball team.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it that, as a former player and a person who is, like you just said, you know, you're a year or two older than seniors on the team,
mm-hmm.
what do you feel you bring to the current student-athletes on the volleyball team?
As an athlete, I was never one who was stronger and bigger than everyone else and hitting over blocks. So I think my volleyball IQ and court awareness helps out our team a lot.
Yeah.
Not only during scouts, but even during play and practice to help read on defense. I see it a lot better now that I'm off the court and have been coaching for clubs around as well. So I think just my volleyball IQ has helped. And then I also help with our serve receive and defense a lot, and so I know they come up to me and are like, okay, was I in the right spot? What do I need to do to improve my passing?
Yeah.
And so I noticed that I bring that. I'm only talking about myself. I bring that.
Well, no, but you should, because I would think that if I'm a player on the team and here comes a person who from an age standpoint, you know, it's like, okay, you're definitely a peer that I can talk to, and you just got done playing. I would think I would. You know, be interested in that
absolutely.
Resource.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Haley, how about you? Now, playing basketball here, you're not, your job as a graduate assistant is not a coach of the basketball team. I just believe that
I like somehow, to input my opinions every once in a while.
I would think that, yeah, that's no. what I was wondering about. Like,
yeah, I've gotten to know our new coaching staff fairly well. Uh-huh. And, you know, I am only 2 years removed. So
yeah,
a lot of my friends still play, especially my first year. Like, all of the seniors were girls that were my best friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and so, yeah, like, they were all playing. So it was awesome to be able to still be around and see them play. But I definitely like to, from time to time, pop into their office and be like, so what's going on?
What's going on?
I know our, I like to talk, you know, about upcoming recruits and game yeah. plan and strategy. It keeps me close to basketball still, and I still have that deep passion. So
yeah, yeah. Excellent.
But that's fun.
So. Excellent.
One of Haley's biggest short, early on hurdles was overcoming jealousy, because she'd see her former teammates getting to go to practice, and she had to go sit in a meeting with me, you know, like, welcome to the real world.
Yeah. Or, you know, just, I mean, running stuff on the sidelines and
wishing
I could play.
Yeah. Oh,
but
right.
Yeah, yeah. Because we had four girls take a red shirt my senior year that were, obviously four girls that I would have loved to play with my senior year, but
yeah.
Got to see them kill it the next year, so.
Good, good, good. Well, we're talking with Director of Athletics Andrew Gavin and Graduate Assistants Haley Maystead and Kylie Block. We've got a few minutes left here in Parkside today, and I'd like to find out a little bit about, from the volleyball side.
Yep.
So what's coming up on the home volleyball schedule after the 17th of September.
Mm-hmm. Well, we would have just finished up a tournament at home.
Okay.
So after that, looking forward, we're on the road twice and then back home.
Okay.
And our conference is very strong, so I'm excited to see how many teams have improved and their new recruits and what they're doing. I mean, we're a very young team and made a lot of improvements during the spring, so I'm really looking forward to scouting them and getting back on the court against them and showing them how much we've improved and how we can beat them.
Good. And Haley, I know women's basketball is still a couple months out, you know,
yeah.
But what do you see, given a person who's 2 years away from playing, mm-hmm. what do you see for the 2019-2020 Rangers?
Well, I know they brought in a couple of good freshmen, and they're returning Taylor. Well, they're returning a lot, but Taylor has always been one of my favorite players to watch, and Carolina Raconin, she's another girl that I played with pretty closely, mm-hmm. but I think they're gonna be strong. I think that they've, like, you know, they went through the year, the transition year with the new coaching staff. You know, mm-hmm. that's always a transition year.
Sure.
Learning, you know, expectations and stuff. But I just think that a lot of the girls are just so hungry to win,
mm-hmm.
and like, I talked to Sarah. And she walked by and I said, how was the first practice? And she's like, oh my gosh, it was great. She was like, it was so good. Like, great communication. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, it made me really excited for them, because I thought that it was, you know, a really great first step for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were just talking about all of the stuff that they did in practice, and they did workouts, and they had to run the mile. And she's like, our girls are just killing it. So I think they'll do great.
Great. And Andrew, from your perspective, starting the second year in the GLIAC, in the Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, what's different between year one and year two?
Well, certainly, familiarity-wise, for our coaches, first and foremost, I think, you know, there's not as much unknown when you are, especially our veteran coaches. You think of a Coach Regal in men's basketball, and Coach Zitsky, who's been with the soccer program in a variety of roles for over 20 years. You know, they pretty much knew what they were going to get in the GLVC. They've been doing it for a long, long time.
Yeah.
In terms of the teams competing against, but also just, where's the bus going? Where are you staying in a hotel? I mean, some of those things you take for granted that are part of a coach's responsibility to figure all that out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think familiarity with all of that in year two we'll just make it easier for our coaches and our student athletes who have been in those gyms before, on those soccer fields or baseball stadiums before. So,
and the Rangers were not unsuccessful in the debut year.
No, I think we had a lot of great, successes. Men's soccer had a great season. I think, you know, these two ladies kind of represent two programs that had new coaches.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't dealing with that new league hurdle, but they were going through the transition of a new leadership in the program and had nice years. Men's basketball won the GLIAC North, which was a great year, a great first step for them in the GLIAC. So a lot of good success, but certainly the GLIAC's challenging.
Yeah.
Really, really challenging. I believe there were 6 national championships won by GLIAC schools last year. Another school lost in the national championship game in women's soccer, and Grand Valley won the Learfield Cup, which is the trophy given to the best athletic department in the country, which they typically do.
I was going to say, and there's news? Or
13 out of the last 16 years. I was proud of our program student-athletes for going in and competing really well in a challenging league. And, you know, that's the fun of it is competing in the GLIAC means if you're competing successfully in the GLIAC, you're really, really good nationally.
Yeah.
And that's a unique thing about Division II in general, and certainly something we have an asset being in our league.
Great. Well, Andrew Gavin, Director of Athletics, Haley Maystead, Kylie Block, Graduate Assistants, thanks for taking time to be with us on Parkside today. Good luck to the Rangers going through the rest of the season. And what's the web address?
ParksideRangers.com.
ParksideRangers.com. You can get all the schedules for the upcoming home volleyball matches and the basketball season coming up and the cross country and all the other good things going on here with Parkside Athletics. I'm John Melke. Thanks for listening. To hear past editions of Parkside Today, visit uwp.edu/parksidetoday.